Blog Talk Radio.
You have a side that's safe for her to go out of state. Now she's in and you can celebrate. Side that's getting your life in sync. Someday retire and hit the link. Got a plan today, yeah, and that's the key. So tomorrow you can get where you want to be. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a product of Dana Network, and of course, I am your honey, the DJ Olasky on Turntables 1 and 2 for you, and especially you. And welcome to the Honey Bee Files, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation tonight. And of course, I am happy to be able to give you a musical tribute that I've been waiting for a long, long time. And of course, it's the great, great Grammy Award-winning artist, Mr. Gregory Porter, and I have some great, great people that's going to help me with this tonight. First, a young lady that came on our scene, the class of 2019, new host, and she's done a great, great, great job. Last time she's been on the radio, she had her third on the syndicated station All-Time Connection record from the Cherise Lee program. Name that to her.
Good
evening. Cherise Lee. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you? Good evening, everyone.
I am very, very excited, and of course, I have the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee for the class of 2020, the Magic Man Haru himself, Huni Bakatun. Right now, he's in on location. He's motivating right now, and I'm happy to have him in the air. Brother Magic Man Haru, how you doing?
Absolutely fabulous. Man, tonight is going to be amazing. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, turn it up. DJ Olasky is going to do his thing, and me and the beautiful and brilliant Cherise Lee is going to do our best to assist him as he get busy on the wheels of
speed. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Listen, the first song, because my son's about to turn 18, And the greatest gift I received in life is my son. And, of course, I always have a dedication to his mom. And aptly named by Gregory Porter in this song. And, you know, when you, Sharice, your mom, Huni, you are a father, you understand, you know, we all go through our turns and twists, and, you know, on this roller coaster called life. But you always got to give honor to the people that gave you the great gifts. And this song is dedicated to my first wife, who gave me the best gift in the world, my son. It's called Hey Laura, y'all, right here on these on these stations.
Hey Laura, it's me. Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late. But there's something bothering me. I really am sorry, but it just couldn't wait. Is there someone else instead of me? Go ahead and lie to me and I will believe. You're not in love with him, and this fool can see that the rivers of your love flow uphill to me. Hey, Laura, it's me. Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late. But there's something bothering me. Really, I'm sorry, but it just couldn't wait. With a healthy dose of make-believe, won't you lie to me and make me believe that you're in love with me, and this fool can see that the rivers of your love flow uphill to me. But I had to ring your doorbell so late. But there's something bothering me. All night long I just couldn't wait. With a healthy dose of make-believe, go ahead and lie to me and make me believe that you're in love with me, and oh, this fool can see that the rivers of your love flow uphill to me. Hey, Laura, it's me. Hey, Laura, it's me. Hey, Laura, it's me.
Thank you so much, Laura, for bringing my son into my life and to both of us celebrating, you know, 18 years of life for my son. Sharice Lee, how you like that song there? Hey, Laura, it's me by Gregory Porter.
That was a nice song. I like it.
So, I mean,
I like,
you know, what you get out of it, just the words.
Okay, well, to me, that dealt with the person, well, him, Gregory Porter, is in a relationship with a lady, and
mm-hmm.
he doesn't want to let go because he's so in love with this lady, and
mm-hmm.
he wants the other guy to see and to know and to recognize that.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, it's funny. We talk about, you know, it's transparency. You know, of course, my first wife got married again, found love again, and that's what it's all about. It's just the ministry. Not just me saying that I miss my first wife. No, it's not about that. It's the song, the feeling of the song. People out there that made mistakes and, you know, can never really rectify those mistakes, and people move on. And Sharique Lee always talks about it, people moving on. You know, if it don't work, move on, be healthy, right, Reese? Be healthy and
yes.
Do what you do to find your own love, you know, because guess what? That's a lot, you know, that's a season. What's your new season? So, wow. And then, of course, Teddy Bacon says, how you feel about that song there? Hey, Laura.
Hey, man, first of all, let me piggyback off of what you just said. You made me so happy having enough respect for the woman who you shared a beautiful son with. Somebody threw some salt in the game when it comes to us and how we do things. And everyone knows, and I don't bite my tongue when it comes to us as a people. We as melanated people, we love ourselves and each other. Someone threw it in the pot. I don't know where that come from, but that's not the way we think. You have enough divine love and respect for a woman. Carry your son, and not just carry it. I know your son was created out of love. Somebody made it seem like just because things don't work out that you got to hate the person. I don't know where that come from, but they need to take that back where they got it from. I love the song. I love what you said. I know within my heart of hearts that my nephew was created out of love, not out of hate. So, and I'm glad that you was man enough to be able to express that, not just through song, but in your own words, man. So thank you so much for being man enough to not be like some of those other people that want to downgrade a woman. How are you going to downgrade a woman you shared a child with? You get what I'm saying?
There you go. There you go. Listen,
thank
now,
you,
this is you're welcome. This is a show, man. We get a chance to enjoy music. And you know how we do it, O&A, right? Especially old school. I'm old school Beverly Nation. Anybody that's calling in tonight, man, you got to press that one. Talk to us. Talk about your experience. Talk about how you feel about the music, about the place for you. And, of course, what's next? Come on now. Just like Sharique being on the program, and then we have Way Back and Tim being on the program, and all the folks around the world. This is my dedication to all of you. Thank you, Greg Reporter.
For making a place for me, opening my eyes, and now I see. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for shining a light on me, putting me right where I'm supposed to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll never, never know just why you love me so. How do you do what you do when you say that you love me? I have to stop and sing about the love you bring. You put the spark and the flame and the fire. You inspire me. Thank you for making a place for me, opening my eyes, and now I see. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for shining a light on me, putting me right where I'm supposed to be. Whatever I do is in your name.
I will thank you.
Whatever I say is in your name.
Lord, I thank you.
However I sing is in your name.
I will thank you.
However I love is in your name.
Lord, I thank you.
Whatever I do is in your name.
I will thank you.
Whatever I couldn't polish myself, had to be done by someone else. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for lighting a fire under me. If I rise, there you'll be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Whatever I say is in your name.
Lord, I thank.
Whatever I sing is in your name.
I will thank.
However I love is in your name.
Lord, I thank.
Whatever I do is in your name.
I will thank.
Whatever I say is in your name.
Lord, I thank.
Whatever I sing is in your name.
I will thank.
All I love is in your name.
I will thank.
If I cross that seven seas,
Lord,
it won't be because of me.
I will thank.
I can't move no mountain with my hands,
Lord,
but with you I can.
I will thank.
If I think that I can change this land,
Lord,
he got the whole thing in the palm of his hand.
I
want to thank you.
Mom and Pop made love, and you know it was because of me, and I thank you. On February 4th, 2013, I started an internet radio show, and then I got the best internet radio host ever, 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 and we still exist, and I want to thank you. Sharice Lee, how you feel?
Oh, shucks. I hear you, brother. Oh, that was a nice song. That was a nice church song. To me, Mr. Gregory, he's being grateful for everything that the Creator has given to him, and he wants the world to know about it. And I did hear in a song where he talks about something happened to him between the ages of 9 and 10. So he might have had an experience maybe that was close to death or something like that he overcame. So he wanted to, let the world know that, I'm grateful. And if it wasn't for, the Creator being in my life, I wouldn't be where I am. Mm-hmm. It's a nice song.
It's funny you said that because he talks about, if I cross the seven seas, it's a reason. It's not because of me. And I really resonate with that because going through what I've been through in radio, the ins and outs and all that, I'm still here, man, and I want to give God the glory and I want to thank him. Hootie Bakatoon, the magic man, Haru, he got a hall of fame for you.
First of all, I hear that soul coming through you, sir. Let me take a moment right quick. He's saying that he's grateful. That's what made us different as soul people. One way or another, you look at a lot of stuff that's taking place right now, with all the fussing and complaining and everything like that. Do you know that our people have failed to the point where they became so materialistic that they don't even give thanks for their life, their health, and everything else in between?
Well, you know what? It's funny you said that, man, because the next song is really, really deep. It really deals with what he just said. And I know Sharice's going to love that. First of all, give honor to, you know, the host of the Sharice Lee program and the host of We Were Aware. You're right here with me, your honey B. O. Lansky. I'm going to start taking calls after this next song, of course, out of Lagos, Nigeria. Okay? You ready for that? 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Them Boys Looking Glass Entertainment. This is Willie Bagatun's favorite song from Gregory Porter, and it features the great-great daughter of Donny Hathaway, his daughter Layla. Tonight, Insanity.
How did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose? Before we go too far.
We were lovers and the best of friends.
And the best of friends. Oh.
And I hope that we can be that. Friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go.
Love is a losing game. We will never be the same.
stop this insanity before we go too far.
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 Before we go too far. Before we go too far.
It's funny when you're in a relationship and then you ask that question to your lady if you're a man, and you know, vice versa. You know, it's crazy. You know, how can we ever lose our way? And try to say, love is a losing game, and we will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far. And that's yearning. You know, when you're in a great relationship, you know, and you know you have a woman, you know you have a man that you love, and you mistreat them. You know, insanity. You know, you're looking for something else. You know you have something good at home. You know, you might not like what she says because, you know, she's telling you the truth or vice versa. Stop this insanity before it goes too far. Honey Bakatoon, you know, you helped me host this show tonight, man. I want people to really feel. I'm being transparent here. You know what I mean? You know, and you were the best of friends. So, you know, I'm going to take these chats, and you go ahead on, Honey, tell your thing.
Okay, I'm going to pull over for this. Look, this is my classic example of what the Magic Man has been saying for over 3 years of being in the radio, you understand, with O&E Dynasty. One way or another, we got away from those core values that made us great as a people before any other people was on this earth. We as the melanated man and the melanated woman and our children had each other. We got to get back to that, you understand,
yes.
And stop the excuses.
You know, it's funny, you have a young lady that wants to talk to you, honey. Her name is Veronica, and Veronica's been listening to us for a long time, out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, okay? And she always tells me that she doesn't go to bed until I say goodnight and good luck. So, Veronica, love you, girl. This is to Honey Bakatoon. Honey, you being a man that has had many trials and tribulations, we hear it all the time in your radio network performances. What makes you stand out when it comes down to being an authority? Because people need to hear the right things at the right time. What makes you be an authority on how people should love? Wow, that's a hell of a chat. One of the best chats I've ever seen on any dynasty. All right, honey, answer that.
Okay, I tell you what, you got a lot of archives you got to check out if you haven't listened to my first show for over 3 years to my last show. Thank you so much for asking that question, but I'm going to try my best to be brief. I received my call, and all of us have, over 35 years ago, regardless if people believe it or not. Part of the mission was for to get us to love ourselves and each other, reinstill the trust that we had, the knowledge that we once had, break that dependency that we have for other people thinking and doing things for us. So I can say I have that authority is because this is a ministry that I was called to. The same way that the people have been called throughout the scriptures, be it a prophet like a Moses or the Lord and Savior Jesus or the prophet Muhammad, my personal life was very similar. And what happened is you got a lot of people have created so much doubt about what took place in our past. What took place in our past is still happening now because we are these same people living here today. And I got great people such as DJ Olasky, my proud Italiano sister, Jerry Petito, my beautiful wife, you understand, and many people who pray for me constantly, and just like you, who may not know enough about me, but trust me, between what you have heard and what you are about to hear for the rest of my broadcasting career, it's not hatred towards nobody else. My whole Operation Nighthawk is for us to start loving ourselves and start re-trusting ourselves and doing for ourselves. And I guarantee you, a lot of this stuff that you're seeing throughout the media, us getting shot to death on the street, as soon as we stand up, man up, and be the men that we know we're supposed to be and handle that, the same way that a lot of sisters have got attacked, we used to be the same type of men that would handle that, that would stop a guy from attacking a woman and either put him in check. You understand? One way or another, mm-hmm. we got away from that and reinstilling the love. See, we got to earn that. I don't mind. DJ Olansky is a real man. A brother who I love and respect, and that's Peter the Punisher Patterson. A real father and a real man who's standing up to be the best man that we can for our wives and our children. You get what I'm saying? The soon as type of man come forth, and not this type of Hollywood creature that you're seeing all over TV, all in the movies. Those are not men. The real men is doing our best to be the highest example for ourselves and each other and our family, and there for our brothers and each other.
All right. And Sharice Lee, now it's your turn. You know, how did you feel about that song, you know, Insanity? Did you ever lose your mind and fall apart? Knowing you're the only one.
That was a beautiful song, and I like the last comment that Mr. Huni Bakatun just gave. That was a beautiful song because it's basically, to me, what the song means to me, is just a woman and a man just realizing that they were soulmates. And they have to, you know, they don't want to wait too long, because when you wait too long after you've made your separation mistakenly, that may create bitterness. And when bitterness comes, then most likely you won't end up coming back together. So let's just stop this insanity, because it's stupid, because there's nothing else out here. There's nothing out here. You know, we're soulmates, and, you know, let's just work it out. That is a beautiful song.
No,
for those of
funny.
Us that can come back together and work it out.
Yes, you know, Sharice, that's a wonderful commentary. You both, and these two young people are co-hosting the show with me tonight. And, of course, we're going to take our first caller. And then our next song. Of course, I am your honeybee. Tables 1 and 2 for you, especially you. Out of Lagos, Nigeria tonight. So, of course, everybody's on the line right now. Press one. You know, be part of the old school, you know, Berry Nation forum, even though this is Damon Network. Caller number one, you're on the line with the honeybee, DJ Olansky. Caller. Okay, and caller might be on another line. So we're going to try to bring caller. You got 5 seconds to come on in here. Then we're going to try the next song. Okay, the caller's there. So they're having problems with the line right there. We're going to bring them back momentarily. And now we go to our next song. You know what I mean? And then this song here, guys, is a pick-me-up, Huni, and, you know, Sharice. It's a wonderful song, and it talks about the respect of a person dating someone's daughter. And, you know, Huni, you know, you're so old school, right, brother? And you think about, oh, man, you know, this is crazy, right? Man, this is good, man. This is magic, man. You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to tell you right now, this is key. That's what you're going to hear from Huni after you hear this song right here. Mr. Holland, Greg Report.
Hello, Mr. Holland. Rosie may come out and play, she's a good girl now. Won't be no trouble, no how. By the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you made no trouble of my skin. It's not a problem, nor has it ever been. You invited me into your home, treated me like I was grown. I was only 18, and Rosie was a beauty queen. Hello, Mr. Holland, and Rosie may come out and play. I'm a good boy now, won't be no trouble, no how. By the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you treat me like a regular Joe. I wanted a soda, and you said Rosie could go. Anyway, I like your style, seem like I'll be around for a while. We can talk about a country mile and listen to a blues record, check it out, oh! Hello, Mr. Holland, and Rosie may come out and play. snowflake, it's a good world now. Won't be no trouble, no how. And by the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you treat me like a regular bill. My name is not a problem, and oh, it never will. Anyway, I like your way. People ought to be able to play. And keep your soul as black as a night when you're walking straight into the light. Oh, now. Keep your soul as black as the night as you walk into the prime of life. Mama used to say for me, when you go out in the world you see, some people will fear your face and name, but Mr. Holland don't play that game. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, always treat me right, yeah. Mr. Holland.
You know, tonight's been, you know, a great night of tributes, you know what I mean? Hey, hey, Miss Jones, you heard me when I want to go on Blog Talk Radio. The time was October, you know. Hey, hey, Miss Jones, I'm glad you listened to me, girl. We built something greater. Nine later, you know I am old as he, and you're on the turns as you see. I come on every night, baby, dance with new stuff now you see. Hey, thank you, Miss Jones. You know our legacy keeps going on. I swear it keeps going on. And I like to sing. And I like bringing joy to bring. And you know, it's a freestyle, but it's a only thing. Again, thank you, Miss Jones. You listened to me when we wanted to go on the radio. Oh, hey, Hoonibaka Tune, what you got to say about this old Lasky show? Honeybee Falls, don't you know? Yeah.
Man, I love you. You're really getting busy tonight. Thank you so much for playing that last track. I'm going to share something with you and O&E 9. First of all, I am the love child of two beings who was in love with each other when I was being procreated. The type of respect that my grandfathers had on both sides, my mother's side as well as my father's side, that created me, right? I also must follow suit. When it came down to my wife, I went to her father and asked for her hand in marriage. Of course, I had to get his approval, you understand? Because of the type of amount of respect that I had for Mr. Moore, shout out to Mr. Moore, right? And this is the type of core values that made us great as a people. And the same way that my grandfather wouldn't allow my father to date his daughter, he told him, he said, if you want to date any one of my daughters, not just my mother, but all of his daughters, you'd be man enough to come ask for her. That's the only way that we'll be able to handle a lot of this nonsense that's going on. Shout out to the brilliant, beautiful Sharice, who's dealing with a lot of abuse because a lot of real fathers, real men, aren't being real fathers and real men because we are handled that. Just like with the last thing I'm going to say on this subject, I'm also a real father, so when the time comes for my daughter, you understand? Trust me, any young man who want to take my daughter out about to be mad enough to come to me. And ain't nothing going to happen to her on my watch. Trust me, I'm not that religious.
Seriously, you know what I mean? You know, how you feel about that song, Mr. Holland?
Well, I think that song is very, very suitable as to how young men should be towards young women when wanting to date them or to, you know, go out or perhaps marry them, is by, like Brother Hooney said, go through the father and get the father's permission. But also I was hearing in the song where he had to he built himself up to be a better man, and now since he has built himself up, now he's going to the father for approval. So he just didn't want to go to the father any kind of way. He wanted to build himself up because he knew that woman's value.
Yes. You know, it's funny. You know, knowing a woman's value, I sang that little soliloquy because, you know, I thought about Ricky Rochelle Jones, a person that there'll be none of this tonight. Went for one phone call and say, look, we talk stuff all the time. Look through radio. And again, everybody always hear me say, she said, what? I said, no, you know what? You know, I found a vehicle called Blog Talk Radio. We can do this. And this show tonight is dedicated to Ricky R. Jones, you know, the matriarch of this network, my friend. And I thank you so much, Ricky, for, you know, being there for me at that time. You know, look how it became. You know, now you're, you know, a winning author, and I'm a radio mogul. What more can we do? Let's bring on that caller now, if she can hear us. Caller number one, you're on the line right now with your Honey Bee Olasky.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Great. Hey, it's Jerry, everybody.
The Hall of Famer herself, the National Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting in Shriney for the class of 2019. Notably, she went in with me. Same year, same class. The Jersey Jewel, even though she's a fraud and she's from New York.
Hi. So, hello to Jerry. And hello to you. And again, congratulations to you, man. Like, this is just so cool. Your tunes are awesome.
Thank you. I know
you're ecstatic. I mean, you should be. Look at what you've done. So
you know,
great.
It's crazy. You know, eight years celebrating on the radio. This is my anniversary week, and, you know, October 4th, 2012, you know, on a real cold, I'll never forget that night, it was a real cold October night. It was like 51 degrees, and abnormal to a certain extent. And I said, you know what, though, we can do this. You know, me and Ricky and I, even my dogs around me right now, they're being a little trucking it. But... you know, it's a home studio. But I think about all the people that came to this network. You know, some left, came back. You know, the alumni. I love the alumni. I love the great shows. And I think this year, Jerry, I've been able to reflect a whole lot because of the pandemic and things. You know, this is the time when you get a chance to love yourself more. Appreciate yourself because, you know, time is tight. Tomorrow's not promised. You know, tomorrow night you'll be coming on with the Wonder Twin, Andre Presley, another Hall of Famer with the class 2018 in Shriney. You know, talk about your life this year, with, you know, what went on with the COVID-19 situation that you had. And knowing that we should take the time to love ourselves a little bit more, you know what I mean? You know, it's almost like that old song, you know, that old commercial, get a little closer, but air it extra dry. All right. But you know, my mind's depraved, but it's music. But the greatest thing about the Honey Bee Files was always a good chance to come together and forum. You know, I can't wait for my next caller. That person's back at the bit. But first of all, I want to congratulate you again, even though it's a little bit less than a year, Sharice and Hooney. This young lady sets her Hall of Fame induction, okay, has garnered 18 more championships since the time she went in. That's amazing. You know, you have a chance to almost tie in 1 year what you did in two on this network. You know, you've proven to be an outstanding Hall of Famer. You do great work with Damon Looks all the time without complaining, even though sometimes you're tired, sometimes you go through a lot. But you always come to the batting box. You always swing home runs. You know, you are. Uh-huh. And she said on our, you know, she said, man, you don't know, I'm black. I said, oh, my God. You know, I would love to that show. You know what I mean? But just to see the greatness in O&E, just to see the greatness in the dynasty and what we've done. You know, I'm real proud of, you know, all right, dogs. I knew you want to hear some more. You dogs want to hear more music? Okay. And, you know, I'm talking to Jerry right now, Barry. I mean, I know you want love. I know both of y'all want love. See?
Hugs
you know,
to Bailey.
It's a family affair. You know what I mean? You know, hugs to Bailey. Hugs to Benson. But tonight has been a very, very special time because it's understanding what you have done for this network. We appreciate you. We thank you very, very much. DM National Net Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting and enshrining for the class of 2019, the great, great, honorable Jerry Cotillo.
Well, congratulations to you. I love you. And this broadcasting is just incredible. 8 years. Wow, wow, wow. Yay.
Yeah. A lot of episodes, man. You're talking about right now the 2,598th time I've been on the radio. And never missed a night. So that's amazing.
To you, Hall of
so
Fame. To you.
Thank you so much. Only one day I get that producer in America's. We'll see. Next year, 21. Hey, guys, I'm here. Thank you, Jerry Cotillo.
Okay. Ciao, everybody.
Ciao, Bella. And now we go to another song right now. Of course, this song I love, too, because it talks about life in another direction. Don't be no fool. Don't be no fool.
Don't be a fool. Don't give your nights to someone else while giving days to those who really love you. Don't be a fool like me and give your life to someone else while faking love to those who really love you. Why couldn't I have realized the gravity of telling lies, whose weight now shows upon your faceless smile? I know your heart now and before, but I won't do it anymore. Trust in me, fall in love again. Listen to these chimes, baby, I'm not fooling. And fall into these open arms of love. Listen to these chimes, baby, I'm not fooling. Fall into these open arms of love. Listen to these chimes, baby, I'm not fooling around. And fall into these open arms of love. Gravity of tears and eyes, whose weight now shows upon your faceless smile. I broke your heart now and before, but I won't do it anymore. Trust in me, fall in love again. Listen to these chimes. Baby, I'm not fooling. And fall into these open arms of love. foundation. Baby, I'm not fooling and fall into these open arms of love. Listen to these shots. Baby, I'm not fooling around and fall into these open arms of love. And fall into these open arms of love. And fall into these open arms of love.
Baby, I'm not fooling. Enfold into these open arms of love. Sharice Lee, what a song.
Yes.
Right there by Gregory Porter. Comments on
yes,
that.
Yes, that was a beautiful song. And the way I interpret the poetry, because that's what it is poetry, is that, you know, he made mistakes and he wants to correct them, and he wants her to fall in love again. But the beauty in that is that he's going to change for himself and not change to manipulate. But because
there you go, girl.
He knows that love is rare, and once you got it, you better take that football, you better run with it, because once you let it go, it may not never come back again.
Wow. Huni Bakatun, the magic man. Look into these arms. You know, I'm not going to wane. Enfold into these open arms of love. Magic man.
Boy, make me want to say love is. Make me want to get my Al Green on. Something to make you want to do right and carry your butt home. Let me stop. But look,
you know what?
Listen to the songs of yesterday, real soul music, not this synthetic music that they're passing off as soul. This soulless music.
Right.
Right? This
right.
man is singing from his soul, and when we came from a realm of love. And let me also say something right quick while we're live on the air. Loving ourselves and each other don't have a damn thing to do with hating somebody else.
Right,
you understand? Don't let nobody throw that in there. Don't let nobody throw that in there. Every time we want to love ourselves and each other, they claim that, oh, you hating other races or people. You hating? No, they don't have nothing to do with that. Because that's what we lost. That's the element that we lost. That's the element that made us great, and that's the type of element that will get us back focused and for us to take control of this entire planet once we start to love ourselves and each other again. Once we do that,
I
said before, all of this stuff you see happening on the media, on the internet, and all that kind of stuff will stop. Trust me. Trust my word on that.
All right. We're going to bring our second call in line right now. And this person I have a great deal of respect for is about love tonight. Caller number two, you're on line right now with me, Olaf Key, and the Honeybee Pal.
Nah. Y'all ain't going to put me on. I'm a problem child. I ain't got no daggone love. What you talking about? It's a full moon on Halloween. It's called Blue Moon. So, matter of fact, hold up. The hell with that. Let me go different. Yo, Hooney, the magic man, happy belated birthday! No. So you got all types of people on the phone. I don't know if you got Jerry in the building. I heard you got Shabee in the building. Now, you got a Democrat versus Republican type situation, because I think there's a woman on here right now trying to beat up. Never mind. That's another story. How y'all doing, people? Oh, my God.
We don't know with you. We don't know. What's up, Will?
I'm sorry. People don't know who the hell this is. This is Will of God, one of the loudest, craziest situations in America. Don't tell nobody. If you find out, you know by now. Wait a minute. What kind of music you playing? Because that's the music. See, when you talk about love, See, people don't understand. Love means if you're a man, you love punani. Nothing else but punani. And the punani make you sing sometimes like, oh, my God, you so... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make all that noise, baby, but you know what it is, baby. I'm talking about punani. Let me finish my conversation. Hello?
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Continue.
Yeah. They don't let me in the damn. I never got yelled at outside the street, but I'm still here. How you doing? I'm in Philly, and I'm walking towards the playground, so I'm going to get no more trouble. Maybe I can get on a swing so everybody can hear me sing about Brunei. Listen, I don't know why everybody don't like it. I mean, all the men. I don't know why y'all like it, but it makes you different. See? And make a man want to kill another man. See, y'all understand. The right punani, because that man was singing. He was really singing about boom. See, y'all know about, see, punani's different, but boom, boom. Because boom, boom. Whoop, whoop. Amen. Boom, boom, and you say, amen. See, I'm in the middle of the park.
You know, like, only
anybody who can't stand me, anybody who can't stand me right now at the dark, I'm in the dark. Playground, right up there.
Uh-huh.
You know what, man?
Uh-huh.
The people can't, there you go. Cops can't call me, people can't call me, so I'm allowed to say what the hell I want to say. See, I'm going to tell you again. They're about to make artificial intelligence called computers or androids to make everybody happy because they don't want y'all men to love the poo-pooing again. Because if you get the right... I'm going to get in trouble with God. He's going to kill me tonight. I'm so sorry, people. Listen, I'm going to say it one more time. Don't rush to get it. Because you don't want your kids to grow up to sweat it. Because I got two sons, and I do not want them to fall victim to the wrong one. Because they might set them up like, hey, I got five kids, but you know my stuff is right. So, no. We ain't doing that. Because you might got five different fathers. I ain't trying to diss all y'all women that got that. But you should have played them ladies beforehand. This is not my story. This is not my life.
What, bro?
This is called situations. I'm just talking. Let me finish. I'm going to say, listen, I ain't disrespecting nobody. But for my future situation called my daughter, you better not. Cause anyway, that bull
right.
Don't ever come unless you come correct. Do this thing called
right.
life, y'all. All y'all men out there, take a woman out and you treat them like their birthday real gift. You...
Don't worry, the whole word is court. It's called courting. That's how my mama did it. That's right.
I would love for you, if you're that thorough and you don't want me to shoot you in your brains, court my daughter the right way. If not, I'm going to treat you my way, and we might not like what the end will look like because I just don't care what the hell you feel like if you want to treat my people like that.
That's right.
So everybody in America that's ever been treated wrong, as of tonight for a new song, because you are somebody. The problem is you got to figure out who the hell you are. Now, if you can figure that part out, then you'll be able to stand up and say, Elizabeth Montgomery can't be bewitched. I'm so sorry. But that's the story, too. You know, so I'm just saying to the people, man, this is the real stuff. Because I did a radio show today just playing around on my little network on sound_city_radio at www.talkshoe.com. Pull up 143-917-pound. Listen, I was checking like a nut. And my topic was, what's the real deal? And then I said something on WIP today on 94.1 FM.
In Philadelphia.
Angel
Vitale
show. I freestyled and made up a new song called It's Time. And the topic in this new song that once we go to the studio to create Mm-hmm. To give it to mm-hmm. him. My topic was right. man up, show up, wake up.
It's okay.
Time. Huh? It's time. Because if we don't man up, all the men out there, because y'all men turning out to be Sasquatch for our newborn synthesis, I don't know what the hell it is. And if we don't show up, we ain't going to be there to help our children to grow up. And if we don't wake up, we're still going to be stuck on stupid for the noodles. You know, they could give you, what's that, French noodles or English noodles or Oriental noodles. I don't know what kind of noodles you want to eat. But I'm just kind of sick.
You don't will.
I'm here right now. I love what I'm hearing right now. And if you got that music going to make me, you know, break down and start crying, I love to hear it.
I got it. All right, here we go. Listen, guys, that is – listen. Hooney and Sharice, y'all know that's one of the greatest to ever do it and still doing it. Will of God, man, original Beverly Nation charter member. What more can we say, man? You know, he was here, man, when we would used to do shows, man, a week. And so there's nothing about that, okay? So Hooney and Sharice, you ready for me to play a song for brother Will of God and make him cry?
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir. Make it happen. And thank you, Will of God, for the birthday shout-out. Thank you, sir. Love you.
That's him. That's him. And here we go, y'all. Holding on.
My shoulders, I thought that it would be easier than this. I thought my heart had grown colder, but the warmth of your kiss I can't dismiss. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, played the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on, holding on, holding on, holding on. I've seen times that were harder. I remember the taste of bitterness. Won't you help me, my father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Thank you.
but it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, played the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on, holding on, it keeps holding on, it keeps holding on, it keeps holding on, holding on.
Lee, what can we say about that song? You know what I mean? Now you're talking about a man's love, you know, trying to keep his thing together. Your comments.
Right. So what that song sounds like to me is that he's been hurt in his past, and he's having trouble letting go. But despite the trouble that he's having, he still wants to continue to love. And he is achieving that. So, like, you know, he still wants to love. That's what I got from that song.
And now we get a chance to talk to Hootie Bakatoon on that subject. You know, holding on, you know, Cherise. Holding on, Hootie. Holding on, O&E. Magic Man?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. The brilliant, the beautiful Cherise. Thank you so much. What's his name? Gregory Porter, for such a beautiful song. And, again, that's what made us great, y'all. Go back to those core values that we once had. And once we get back to that, that's how we were able to endure everything and still be here. You're talking about the strength of a people that's capable of surviving it all. There's nothing that we haven't experienced, and we're still here. You're talking about holding on. You understand? We already got what it takes. And just add that element of love back. And like I said, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Well, I'm gonna say this right now. You know, I'm gonna keep y'all on for a will of God. I don't know what the hell he's gonna say, but here he comes. And real quick, we gotta go over the show. Go ahead and say what you gotta say, my brother.
Nah, I mean, when you say hold it on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Walk out the door.
All right.
This is for all the people out there that's been holding on to your marriages, and sometimes a marriage could be a situation of fragrances. It could have different similarities and different smells.
Mm-hmm.
But holding on. Mm. And that song did not make me cry, people, so don't get it twisted. It didn't make me cry, but it made me think about, you didn't pick that right song. You know, you would be talking about crying. You better, never. Listen, but holding on? Man, you know how hard it is to hold on to just being respectful and be good-natured to people that's called Decepticons?
Come on now.
It's sad, but you got to hold on because God said Jesus is going to work it out. Or Yahuwah, whatever which one you want to call, it doesn't matter. Long as there's goodness and fragrances of freshness, because if not,
right,
there's a demon coming at your neck. Holler at your boy.
All right, you already said, you know, and of course you continue. I mean, that's will of God, and no one else can put it like him. And tonight, my young people there, you know, the birthday boy, Hootie Bakatoon, the wonderful Cherise Lee, you know, what more can we say? Now, Cherise, we have a chat for you. This young man is, this is another level. His name is Norman, calling from Portland, Oregon. Thank you, Portland, for calling in tonight and listening. He says, I was the abuser of my lady for over 7 years. I went to jail for 3 years for, you know, attempted murder, you know, even though, you know, it's going to do 10 years, I came out, you know, 3 to 10, good behavior. And one thing I learned from your show is you're trying to help people to be better, even myself. I've listened to your show since the beginning of this year, and through the pandemic, I had a lot of self-reflection. Even though I still, from time to time, talk to the mother of my children, however, I know I can never be the man for her again like I was when it started. But I wish her well, and I wish all people get a chance to understand what I've been through and what I had to go through to go to jail for the crimes that I committed. Kudos to you, Sharice Lee, a champion of broadcast. Wow. Sharice, any comments for that? A man, for the first time ever, you know, since you've been on E, who was an abuser, not the abused, give you props.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for the comment. And I want to congratulate you in your growth and your maturity, because sometimes people, they don't even get to that point in life where they can look in the mirror and realize who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just congratulate you into growing and realizing who you are. And to me, it sounds like you should have your own radio show so that you can speak out or find a ministry or something where you can speak out to other men, because it can become a sickness or a condition, you know, that
mm-hmm.
that we need to reflect on ourselves and find out where that trauma within started so that we can correct it and may not have to end up in prison or whatever. But that was the point in which you woke up, and I want to say that I'm happy for you and your continual growth.
All right. What do you have to say to that man? A man who has abused, have heard what you have said, probably listened to your show as well here on Orny Dynasty, to give Sharice Lee a prop for, you know, standing firm and her commitment to domestic violence, and a man that's changed his life and had to serve time because of it and came home to say, you know what, I'm a better man because of it.
First thing I want to say to you, sir, is thank you so much and for even still being here to tell it. Now, you experienced what you experienced, and I know for the length of time, I would love to see you to be a special guest on Miss Sharice Lee's show. That would be a perfect, perfect show, to be honest. Just want to put that plug in there. And I, as a real brother who used to donate my time to prison ministries, okay, that's part of my calling too. And I used to meet guys similar to a similar situation the way that you described it. Only thing
right.
I ask is that you spend the rest of your life not so much living in guilt, but moving forward. Like Sharice says, that you can actually be a beacon light, a high example on what not to do. And I don't know if you went through that, if you, you know, like your father or something like that maybe had abused your mother or something like that. I don't know. But a lot of that stems from that, watching our parents go through what they go through. But I'm a living witness that even though I'm also the product of an abuse, but I have never, ever attempted to abuse any one of the women that I have ever got involved with. So that's one of the greatest lies. I want to make sure that we get that straight, that we don't have to continue that type of abuse. And you made amends for what you did. Faithfully, hopefully you have children, and you continue to be the best man that you possibly can be and break that cycle, okay? And I'm here.
All right. It's funny that we come to this song because it's very, very important for you to understand my artistry. Sharice and Hooney, the consequences of love.
Thank you.
through the consequence of love. Whatever come what may, you see, the game for me is you. I will fight for the right to be your love. No matter what they say, you see, the game for me is you. I begin to hate time and distance, 'cause it makes me weak. It's all I seem to do. I will go through the consequence of love. Whatever come what may, you see, the gain for me is you. And I will fight for the right to be your love. No matter what they say, you see, the gain for me is you. Begin to hate time and distance, 'cause it makes me weak, and it's all I seem to do. I'll anticipate with all my patience, 'cause it makes me weak, coming home. Through the consequence of love, whatever come what may, you see, the gain for me is you. I will fight for the right to be your love. No matter what they say, you see, the gain for me is you. The gain for me is you. The game for me is you. The game for me is love.
That show was from October 6th of 2020. Cherise Lee, Queenie Bakatoon, was a part of that wonderful mastery of love, commitment, to what we need to do as human beings, gain our relationships back. We'll take our first call tonight in this wonderful archive. Call number one, you're online with the Honeybee. Olad.
Hey, peace and blessing, brother Honeybee, brother Ngozi.
How are you? The International Internet Radio Hi. Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021, Sister Bessie the Truth also. A grand finalist for the Anna Waddell Award at Orny Honors. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. I'm listening to the wonderful music you're playing. But, you know, I actually thought this was really a live podcast. Because you know what I was...
The mastery, yes, man. That's the magic, Orny.
Yes, you know what I was about to say. What is this, men's night? I'm breaking in the party.
No, you're not. You're always available and always accepted. How are you today?
Yeah. Oh, I'm okay, brother. I'm just fine. And peace and blessings out there to the listeners.
First of all, what you've done for us on this outstanding work that we put down for almost 9 years, you know, of every nation, you are most honorable. We love you. And your support is legendary with us right here. And these people around the world, this woman gave you an outstanding performance to have you understand what life is all about. Her name is Sister Bessie the Truther, my friend, and I love you.
And I love you dearly. And I love all the hosts, and I love all of you out there. I didn't forget. I love you all, and I'm still Sister Bessie the Truther. And that was a wonderful
and a grand supporter.
Yes.
And a grand supporter. This young lady called into our archive tonight. Okay? How about that? And we love Sister Bessie the Truther. Our next caller, hopefully, is available. Caller, you're on the line right now with me. Your honeybee.
Yes, I am available. I'm not available.
Oh, my God. I know it's not Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Yeah, you remember you've been at Mike Tyson. You know, I remember when you did that, I did a show about Gregory Porter. Now
yes, you did.
To you.
Yes.
Yes. I got to send a happy birthday to Huni Abak Atun, the man who really changed BPE when I was on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, this show's very exciting to do, honestly. You know, being the, and I will be doing the internet again. That was always fun. You know what I mean, my job, you know, as a truck driver, you know, I try to make time for things. I've seen this network grow a whole lot, just growing. Sometimes you got growing pains. Sometimes you got, you know, just growing, you know, being successful. People come, people go, and you still grow. You know?
Well, first of all, you are our web designer for this network. And again, I always say to people around the world, it wasn't for this man, we would not be where we are today. Outstanding results from a genius. His name is Mr. Automatic Charismatic, and I love you very much.
Well, me too, brother, you know. I said, let me go ahead and call my brother up, you know, on the show.
That's him.
You know, yeah. who birthed Mike Tyson? Microphone Tyson. You birthed me.
Oh, yeah, man.
My daddy.
I love you, man. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy, Automatic? Because, you know, you being an alumnus here at Oney Dynasty, and the legend continues to the people who put down the work. And you are a person that I admire and respect and love for the rest of my life.
What'd you say? Got so much love for you, ain't nothing you can do about it.
And that is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. We'll take another caller. From my news anchor, a person that has built this network and helped achieve greatness, the 2021 Faye Griffin Award winning all-time lover of broadcasting. Talk to us.
Hey, everybody. Hi, it's your girl, Chinchilla J. And I enjoyed that. I was like, okay. Is this a live broadcast? It's not a live broadcast, though. But anyway, I did hear, I guess the majority of it, pretty much of it, with Sharif and Sharif Lee. And I missed her on here talking about domestic violence and all of that and being an advocate for women who've been abused. And, of course, Brother Huni, hey, you know, that's a... No need for words for Brother Huni. And happy birthday to him. And I'm enjoying the show. And that song, oh, my God, that song that you played, Brother, oh, that song was just amazing. Now, what was the name of
that song? The Consequence of Love.
Who was it by?
Yes, Gregory Porter, The Consequence of Love.
Okay. Oh, that was awesome. I never heard that song before. That is a beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful song. All right. Well, I guess that's it for me.
Well, we love you, and nothing you can do about it. And this young lady will be on Sunday night right here on these Holy Station News Forum. And what more can I say tonight that hasn't already been said? Our archives are amazing. The legend continues right here on these Only Stations. And Damon Network has advertising to Oni, which is Ola Gully and goes into the process. Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as the Ghosty Primetime one at damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time over Twitter and Instagram. Ola Gully and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Gully and Ghosty at Facebook. Excuse me. Ola Gully and Ghosty goes at Facebook, as well as our business page, Honeybee Files, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programs tonight, olaydaylay.com/my@gmail.com. And I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Gully and Ghosty, goes here saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that supports on a constant basis. You know, I get choked up a lot when it comes out to the archives, and it's amazing to me the work that we have done. You know, tonight, Coach Derek Gibson was supposed to be on. He has situations. He'll be on next month. But we're glad to have these archives on tonight to show all of the internet world we are relevant. We're here to help you to change your life, to save your life. Tomorrow, remember, it's the first day for the rest of your life.